Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of the Trend Zeitapest Hotel.
Yeah.
From Shivani on Discord. Great one. Great work.
Great work. The Wes Anderson material.
I also love that movie.
That's why I picked it.
Very basic. I'm a very basic person. Don't ever
forget. Is
that
a basic choice?
I think it is. I don't know. I feel like Wes Anderson, liking Wes Anderson is basic.
But I feel like among the Wes Anderson things, if you see like Royal Tenenbaums, that's like, okay, so you've seen one movie.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. I don't know. I also really like Royal Tenenbaums.
Yeah, I do too. I mean.
Yeah. His last one, not good. I feel like being like, oh, the new one is French Dispatch. Now that's where
then you're
at.
Like, hold on, what?
Yeah, that's not basic, but also bad movie taste. Anyways, I'm Jack, yeah. And you're Miles.
Yeah, no, you know.
Oh, hey. So here are some things that are trending. Mm-hmm. Baseball's back.
Oh hell yeah, man! Baseball is back.
What the fuck is that?
That's just me fucking vibing so hard with all my baseball guys and gals non-binary homies out there who fuck with the other round ball.
Yeah. The sure. only other round ball. It's basketball and baseball. I think those are the only sports with round balls.
Look, Jock Peterson had to win in our faces. That wasn't great. But loved all my friends in Atlanta who are like, damn it, just when we win, there's going to be no season. But it sounds like the owners and players agree to a tentative labor deal. So,
damn it, Jock. Not to mention your awesome necklace. sorry, that's a I feel like we've referenced that on the show before.
If you're day one Zeit Gang, you know about how we would the love affair of glow stick blows up in kids' face YouTube video.
we just had to watch kids, it again with our whole because we have new staff now, so we had to show them.
Yeah, you know. Just so, to give you an idea of what it's like to work with us, rather than showing orientation videos that explain the company culture, we try and show you a series of YouTube clips that we're like, and this is kind of where we're at as people.
These are the most inspiring. These are the Uber texts that you can use to understand us.
How do so, I request time off? No. I don't fucking know what that is. That. Tell me what you think about this guy who's at a Dutch EDM concert and doesn't know if he's washing his hands in a toilet or not.
Oh, we haven't even shared that one with them. I just shared one with you on tomorrow's episode, the Bank of America One Love theme song that I hadn't shared, but that is one of the more painful cultural moments that is buried in my in my brain and
your
that
skin
I think
will
about
crawl off.
Probably daily. I think about that video.
So baseball's back, huh?
Baseball's back. You know, anytime that the players can agree with the owners, it's just I think we can all go out there and be like, maybe we got a chance, you know?
Hopefully what comes out is baseball comes out and says, and this is a message to all the laborers out there.
Mm-hmm.
Try and find common ground with your employers. And then... compromise with a little bit of, you get a little bit of what you want, make sure they get a little bit of what they want, and then we will all live happily ever after.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and unionize, because baseball players are in a union. They have a great union, I think.
We don't use the U word around here. I mean, if you want, because look, that's going to happen is they're just going to charge you a bunch of fees that you never asked to do that. And then half the time, they're not even going to get the thing that you asked for. I mean, I don't know if that's worth it to you guys. Also, I got free pizzas in the back if you guys vote against this union.
Anyways, are owners of baseball teams by definition billionaires? Like, I feel like baseball...
I don't know. There's no broke ass... I mean, maybe you might be a millionaire. You know what I mean? And you're part of a consortium of owners.
Yeah.
That's a way to broke boy your way into ownership.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you bought it with a consortium.
Oh my god, this is so embarrassing for you. Anyways, fuck every Major League Baseball owner. I think I feel comfortable saying that. Mario's trending because it is, of course, March 10th, aka Marchio Day.
Mario. Oh, Marchio. Ralph Marchio. It's
Ralph Marchio Day. That's what day I celebrate.
Oh, man. Yeah. It's Mario Day, the beloved Nintendo character who, you know, did wonders for Italian representation in media, is honored on this March 10th. Count on the Japanese to make really interesting depictions of other cultures. It's a time-honored tradition of half of my people.
Yeah. I feel like Italian-Americans can maybe... ease up off of the Columbus Day and, you know, celebrate a real hero. I'm sure that's probably not a thing that they would love to hear me say, but anyways.
I don't know. All the countless Koopa Troopa lives that Mario ended.
That's true.
This guy's very violent fair. Too. This guy's violent too, bro.
Cawthorn.
Switch off that, yep.
Just switch off that. I got nothing.
Got nothing.
When was the last time you played a Mario game?
Oh, shit. Maybe like... not really a Mario brother, but the last time I used Mario in a game setting was maybe Super Smash Brothers. No, damn. I played the latest Mario Kart like 4 years ago. So yeah,
Mario 64 for me.
Whatever
bro.
Was the latest Mario Kart 4 years ago, not now, but at the time.
Yeah. Cawthorn's trending, though. We got to get to Cawthorn. What is he talking about? Something with Putin?
Yeah, he's just... here is remarks about President Zelensky and this guy and something about wokeness. I don't know. Just this is what Madison Cawthorn is up to verbally these days.
Send Stinger missiles over to them so they can defend themselves better. But remember that Zelensky is a thug. Remember that the Ukrainian government is incredibly corrupt and it is incredibly evil and it has been pushing woke ideologies and it really does the new woke world.
Okay, dude, what? Just remember, Zelensky is a thug. This is, again, he sounds like Putin mixed with, like, someone pretending to be Trump by just trying to say, like, they're not human because they're incredibly corrupt and incredibly evil and they're pushing woke ideology. Like, wow. I mean, it's sad that that's all it takes to, like, kind of get the attention and motivate a group of conservatives is just to, like, string together buzzwords. And they're like, yeah, this right. woke ideology has got to stop them. So I guess that's all it takes to get people to completely be like, yeah, we're on Putin's side.
Yeah, that's a strong stance. It'll be interesting to see how that pulls. I guess I don't know enough people who would give a fuck what Madison Cawthorn says to like understand how that would play, but that seems like a bad political misstep.
I think this guy has, he's already not smart, and he's just been flying off of like the power of his ego and being like, you know, the smiley, handsome white supremacist guy.
God, he keeps that hair fash wave-tastic.
My God. I mean, call me Oberbahnsturmfuhrer, please.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
And we're back. And the census, heading into the 2020 census, we were like, Trump's going to intentionally fuck this. Yep. The census happened. Trump intentionally fucked it. And, you know, the census seriously, this is a quote from a New York Times article, seriously undercounted the number of Hispanic, Black, and Native American residents, even though its overall population count of 323.2 million was largely accurate. This is according to the Census Bureau. So, yeah, it's bad.
It's, I don't know what they do, because, I mean, it's not easy to, once the census is done, it's kind of done. I mean, even to hear politicians not even saying, like, what can be done to remedy it. They're like, we have to make sure this doesn't happen again.
Right.
Like, how are you going to address that now? Because that's, like, that's all money. That's, like, federal funding. That's, like, knowing how you're represented in Congress, all this other shit. So, yeah, you know, doing whatever they can bit by bit to like quite literally try and just disappear groups of people of color, just being like, nah, I don't know if they live here. I mean, like, right. They might, but then, like, we don't need to factor that into, like, how we support the population.
Doesn't yeah, there's, like they're saying that. I mean, it will mean less political clout, fewer federal dollars than they're entitled to, and advocacy groups are saying they're going to challenge it in court, but some experts, the New York Times favorite unflappable source.
According to this man, Professor Jerry Mander.
Say that remedying the undercounts would be difficult, if not impossible. So
that makes sense. I mean, that's why, like I was saying, it's like, got to stop this from happening in 10 years from now. Well, what the fuck until then? But, you know, those are the subtle ways. But then you talk about that, and I'm sure if a teacher said that in a high school history class, you'd be like, they're teaching critical race theory in there.
Right.
Like, that's a nailed on fact from the Census Bureau that they just literally said that. What the fuck are you talking about?
There is a new, what's this article from Esquire UK, mate, that has ranked every Batman movie. There's not like a lot that's shocking here. Batman and Robin is the lowest ranked. Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice is the second lowest ranked. And so forth. They give Dark Knight number one and Dark Knight Rises number four. But they give the Lego Batman movie number two. And I never saw that shit. So I'm excited to watch that.
Uh-huh.
And I think also a thing that they did that I loved, they put at number six, the Adam West Batman series.
Nice.
I was raised on that shit, man. That was that was literally the first show that I ever watched. And I watched it like every day, like before I was in preschool.
Oh yeah. And I thought that shit was so slick. Shit. Like these fucking gadgets, man. Oh shoot, that shit said pow? What the fuck? I don't know. It gave me it's always like funny to think, because, you know, even with like the video game conversation, it's like you show the kids like this older stuff too, so they have they're not like jumping straight into like the most overly stimulating shit. But then at the same time, like, one of the few people of color on there is just Eartha Kitt. You know, they could do better.
Right. Yeah. But they put that one ahead of the Jack Nicholson Joker Batman and the new The Batman. And that's not saying much, because, like I said, a great show.
Right.
Pence, he's ready to. This is gonna be funny, man. Watching this Trump. Man try and position himself for a 2024 run.
I mean,
and
he's doing it. He's doing it. He's at the Ukraine border with fucking mother, his wife Karen, literal Karen. And they're out here glad handing, talking to some of these displaced Ukrainian people, and acting like some kind of world leader and shit. Mm-hmm. What are you doing, Michael? Did you talk to mother? And she's like, let's go for it, daddy. Let's get fucking absolutely just ripped apart, daddy, by the MAGA set when we go against Trump in the primary.
You think she calls him daddy, or you think she calls him Michael?
Lego oh, Michael. Mom. Oh, like, yeah. She's... Nothing gets him hornier than, like, some kind of school principal is, like, reprimanding him.
Right.
Michael Pence. Yes, mother.
Yes, mother.
So, yeah, that's where a lot of people are like, wow, he's been doing a lot of appearances. He's making a lot of comments. He's being real vocal, saying he's courting a lot of, like, different, you know, consultants and donor people talking, making sounds. So
he's always been like king shit donor guy. Like everybody, like he has the most donors. If like all it took was guy with most money donated wins the election, he would be killing
right.
It. But
I think he's like gonna offer the, you know, the very wealthy donor class a more stable, you know, person who's willing to like siphon all the wealth out of like the middle and lower class through like tax cuts and shit, and like do it with a smile on his face, not say too much shit to make it hot for everybody on the global stage. But in the end, I don't think that they realize what they did by anointing Trump like Godhead over the last, you know, 6 years, and what that's done to his like sense of importance, and also what it's done to the like voters, where they're like, nah, man. Look, we fuck with this guy heavy, but
yeah,
I'm curious to see what happens.
I feel like there's going to be a lot of ink spilled about like Pence's, you know, upstart. It'll feel like a little bit like the, what's his name? Bush the one who...
Jeb, please clap.
Yeah, low energy, please clap. Mm-hmm. I feel like it'll feel like a cross between him and Bloomberg with a little Warren thrown in, like when they're taking him the most seriously.
Do you know what he's going to... It's going to just be one fucking... I don't know if they're going to even do debates, but one moment for Trump to be like, hey, look at this guy. His wife is like a 3, okay? My wife's like a 14. You know, it's like not even a question. Disgusting. And people will be like, ha, 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 ha. And he's like, And that's all what all these people are going to fucking respond to is that he's just cruel to, like, this is like, watch me bully Mike Pence. It has nothing to do with policy. I'm just going to puff my chest up and bully him. And they're going to be like, this is a guy.
But it's good for him to be in the race, though. If he's like out here being like, I saw things in your White House, sir, that made me, So that's what I'm hoping is, but I'm hoping he has like at least 10% support or like enough support that he thinks he has a chance and like hangs with it enough to, you know.
Oh, to go like least, start the mudslinging when we get to the mudslinging. And even then, but it's funny because like it'll be viewed as Trump can tear down his vice president in public and say he was a weakling and like a nobody. Mm-hmm. But the way conservatives will respond to Pence bringing out any dirt, those will be like, this guy's a fucking traitor. Look at this fucking guy. Are you serious? Right. Like that's energetically cause. How it's like set up. So good luck though. Because I mean, I think even in the straw poll that they did at CPAC, it seemed like, I mean, Trump was clearly in the majority, but DeSantis seemed on his way up.
Yeah. Also, people are putting, don't put McDonald's Sprite in your gas can. I think I think whoever tweeted it was joking, but I...
Oh, yeah.
It's such a good idea that I worry people are going to do it. So just, like, don't do it because we are sponsored by Big Oil and it would take away from their power.
Yeah, yeah. Obviously. I mean, shout out to ExxonMobil every day for keeping it real. No cap.
The secret behind McDonald's having the best Sprite and best Coke, the wider straws, and they always keep it at the right temperature.
Because it's funny, like last week, McDonald's Sprite had another moment of people just doing their, you know, McDonald's Sprite can like, you know, take the paint off a car or something, shit like that. So it makes sense that we get stuff being like, hey, man, put it in your car.
Mm. All right. Well, those are some of the things that are trending on this Thursday afternoon. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Mm-hmm. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. We will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.